Hola, hola. Pancho del Rancho, second capítulo del Perquito y Lupe Lemos. I ended the first chapter describing how Pepito had found a coin, and he wanted to go running as fast as he could to get a piece of candy, but his mother, Wilona, just had another idea and sent him to buy a candle. Well, of course, Pepito was just mystified, but on the other hand, he didn't want to take any chances because his mother and himself were real partners, and they really trusted each other. So he took off running as fast as he could. In fact, he couldn't get back soon enough, even though Wilona was all the time feeling kind of impatient because she was worrying that maybe her beloved Lupito would come home early and then she wouldn't be able to do what she had in mind. But sure enough, Pepito really didn't let her down. He was back huffing and puffing and screaming before he even arrived. Mama, aquí que traigo la vela, mama. ¿Qué vamos a hacer, mamá, con la vela? Tan pronto que llegó, Wilona, su mamá, se la quitó y ellos fueron juntos al pig pen que tenía arreglado Don Lupe. It was actually a work of art. He selected the right kind of wood and he just made it very safe and also there was no chance in the world that pig could escape from that, which was remained lodo underneath because the pig loved that to keep cool and so forth, and when the pig would get so desperate it just had to eat something, it at least had soquete para tragar. Anyway, which is one of the amazing things about pigs. Anyway, el muchacho finally saw what Wilona had in mind. She took the candle and broke it into pieces and little by little fed it to el perquito. With the perquito, if it liked mud, you know, it sure is going to like a candle. A candle that would then turn into excrements that would look like grease, and that way Wilona was hoping to fool Lupe into agreeing to go ahead and butcher the puerquito. And after the pig ate it, she told Pepito that they had better go inside and just pretend as if nothing had happened. And sure enough, as soon as Pepito saw his father coming, he ran out screaming, "Apá, apá! El puerquito está zurrando grasa, apá!" El papá dijo, amigo, yo no sé cómo puede, todavía le falta mucho para crecer para que se ponga bien gordo. Pues sí, no, ven a ver. By this time, Wilona was there, and she certainly, she knew that by this time the pig was already having a bowel movement, that he was shitting in the English language, zurrando in the Spanish language, or cagando is another word. I'm not a country boy, so there must be others. And so when Lupe went, he was willing to take a good look. He saw what it was, and it did look like it was shitting grease, but it just wasn't enough. It wasn't sufficient for him to be satisfied that it was time. No, this is eso está bueno que ya empezó, pero no. tenemos que engordar a este puerquito, no podemos así, va a estar doble de lo que está. So he just disappointed him. Of course they went in, and next day he was up going back to Los Montes so that he could get another 100 pounds of wood. And that, I think, for the time being, no, I'll tell you what happened. The next chance that De Wilona had some centavos, she sent Pepito back to buy another candle. And so Pepito knew, of course, what it was for. Oh, que bueno, good, ahorita vengo, ahorita vengo. He took off running like fast as he could. So he came back with the candle, and he expected his mother to just go ahead and feed it to the pig again. But a sufficient amount of time had passed. Incidentally, it had been at least a month, 6 weeks since their first attempts. And the pig was actually beginning to look like a nice prize that it could even be entered in a country fair. But this time, Wilona asked Pepito to keep an eye, to go a little closer up towards where her dad comes around the bend, so that she would have enough time to do what she was going to do. Oh, okay, ama, okay, está bueno. Pero, ¿cómo que? ¿Qué vas a hacer? No te apures. Tú vas a ver con tus ojos lo que voy a hacer, muchachito. Ándale pronto. So sure enough, this time, Pepito was screaming con más ánimo. ¡Apá, apá! ¡El puerquito está cagando grasa! ¡Oh, cómo que! Pues así, oh, sí, se está poniendo gordito, eso sí. Vamos a ver. Y ahorita, y en un poquito de tiempo llegaron. Y la señora había visto que ya venía pronto. Pero esta vez lo que hizo, puso la vela en el mero culo, en el rectum del puerquito. Y lo metió todo el tito en la vela. Y esta vez el señor iba a ver más ingredientes que él iba a creer que era grasa. Pues sí, pues llegó y sí se quedó un poco asombrado. ¡Ay, Dios mío, qué pronto! Casi parece, ni parece grasa, pero tiene que ser grasa. Pues, y de todos modos, este puerquito... Ya merito, está listo. Pero no, vamos a esperar otro mes a lo menos. Y así quedamos con el capítulo segundo. Uno se puede imaginar cómo se puede decir este cuento en la plática. Los cuentistas, todos... cada uno lo decía algo diferente en términos del diálogo. Mi suegra, she told it, boy, she just told it beautifully. It took her about 10 minutes, and she didn't leave anything out. And, of course, my compadre Salvador, he elaborated a lot, and I'll speak about that later.